The Holy Gospel according to John, the 6th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Then the Jews began to complain about him because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. They were saying, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, I have come down from heaven? Jesus answered them, do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. I'd like to invite the children forward. Good morning. Good morning. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Nice to have you here. So we've been having a different bread each week, and this week the bread is pretzels. Lillian has a donut, which is probably more exciting than a pretzel. But it is pretzels this week, and if you're old enough to eat a pretzel, you can have one. So the reason it's pretzels is we're focusing on connection. And the story goes that, I don't know if she's picking up. Okay. The story goes that the pretzel, it has actually been a Christian symbol for a long time. And there's this monk who designed it, who figured out how to make it, and he made it based off what he thought it looked like when a child prays like this and folds like this. Can you try that? Yeah, that's one way to pray, to cross your arms like this. And you can see there's like three spaces when you do that, right? Just like a pretzel has these three holes. And those three holes are to symbolize the Trinity, that we talk about God as three in one. So Father, Son, Holy Spirit, or Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer. So that's where the pretzel comes from. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? So the pretzel is about connection, because when we're praying or worshiping or singing or talking to or being together with people of faith, we are connecting with God, right? And we have this pretzel that connects us in that way as a reminder of how we're connected with God. And so I have Sophia up here with me today to talk about a way. We've been watching these videos about world hunger, but there's ways also for kids to participate in being connected with God and God's work in the world through, you'll say, world hunger. So she's going to talk to you about that.
Yeah, so one way you guys can help, and as my mother just said, be connected, is through God's Global Barnyard. And this is a way for you guys to raise money so that families and other kids like you from across the world can have things in their home like chickens and goats, maybe ducks. And so they can have these in their home and they raise them and they can share them with their neighbors, and that way they can be fed. Because do you like chicken? Yeah. So these families can raise chickens, and then they can sell the chickens, or they can eat the eggs and all of this other things that creates a cycle of being fed in God's world. And so I have piggy banks for you all and coloring books.
Thanks, Sophia. And you can Maybe you get a little, maybe you can do a little chores, or you can ask mom and dad or neighbors, tell them about raising money. And you can bring these banks back when on rally day on September 9th. We'll collect them all and bring them up here and see what animals we can get, okay? All right, so will you pray with me? And let's try it this way, okay? God who connects us, thank you for bringing your love and showing us how to share it with the world. Amen. Thank you very much for coming up. And we'll go ahead and watch our video now.
My name is Kanchan Bharde. I live in Madhwani village. I am 25 years old. I have two sons. My younger son, Ritik, was malnourished. I got him admitted to the hospital. He was pretty weak, but I didn't know that he was malnourished at the time.
When Ritik came here with his mom, he was severely malnourished. When we tested him further, we found that he had severe malaria.
Padar Hospital, a ministry of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Madhya Pradesh, was established in 1958 and began as a small clinic. The hospital now sends teams into the villages to educate villagers in matters of health, nutrition, hygiene, and farming.
Most farms have reduced in sizes to maybe less than an acre. So, and this less than an acre has to provide for a family of two grandparents, a family, a husband and wife, and children. So about 7 to 8 members have to be fed by this land. It's not happening. In our small little district, they were saying that we had close to 700 to 800 identified grade 4 children with malnutrition.
We didn't know what kind of food was best to feed the child. When we came to the hospital, we learned so much about nutrition, and we are following what we learned.
Before, patients at the hospital were not provided meals along with their treatment. They were supposed to source their own meals. But through the Tripti project, we started providing people with free meals, which helped to alleviate their conditions considerably. For malnourished children like Ritik, we provide special meals to help them recover.
At the hospital, they talk to us about keeping our kids clean and healthy by bathing them every day, having them wash their hands, cutting their nails, keeping our surroundings clean, and feeding them a variety of foods such as eggs, lentils, rice, yogurt, and porridge. Since then, Ritik's health has improved. He has gained weight and he recovered from malaria.
I thank ELCA for supporting a program especially focused on a bright and healthy future for women and children.
With those resources, we can reach out into communities and people can get the benefit and get a chance, you know, maybe just a small chance, but a chance at a life that is, you know, where they can live it to in fullness, where they can live it without having to worry about, you know, the next meal.
Earlier, there were several children within the area of the Tripti project who died due to malnutrition. Ever since the Tripti project focused on children's nutrition, not one child in that area has lost their life due to malnutrition. My wish for the future is that children will never have to face death due to malnutrition and will lead healthy lives.
I'm happy that I came to Padar Hospital and I have learned so much that I will take with me back home.
In our gospel today and throughout this series, Jesus continually repeats and says, "I am the bread of life," over and over again. And today he says, excuse me, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." So what is this bread of life that he's talking about then? We know from ELCA World Hunger that even though there's an abundance of food resources, enough actually to feed the world 1.5 times over, we still in 2018 live with some other realities and numbers as well. 815 million people around the world, so that's more than 1 in 10, can't access the food they need to live active, healthy lives. And 766 million people live in extreme poverty, which is defined as living on less than $1.90 a day. And so that's about 10% of the world's population. And then we have numbers for the United States as well. In 2016, more than 41 million people were unsure of where their next meal would come from, and 40 million Americans were living in poverty, which the definition for that in the federal guideline is for a family of four, their annual household income was below $24,000 a year. And then we also have numbers for right here in our own community, provided by the Larimer County Food Bank. 14% of our residents live at or below that poverty line. So 40,000 people in Larimer County are food insecure, with 33% of our children needing to have the free or reduced meals in the schools. So hunger is real, and it's right here in our world, it's right here in our community, and in our church. Weekly, there are those who come by and take food from our food cart, or who rely on this community's collections and gifts in other ways. And daily, our schools offer nutrition for kids that isn't available to them elsewhere. We have hunger right here, and we are gifted that we are part of a community that cares about this and tries to face it together with food banks and the FOCO Cafe and backpack programs so that kids have food on the weekends, education, Homeward Alliance, and the Murphy Center, as well as countless churches, synagogues, mosques, nonprofit organizations who work individually and who work together. And we have a church who responds on the local and the global levels to raise awareness, to educate, to get actual food on the table, but also to work to create sustainable living for all of God's people. And let's remember that we are all of God's people. And yet, we still have this question then, what is this bread of life that Jesus offers, and what does it have to do with the reality and all those numbers that we live with today? Jesus, in this part of the gospel, is taking on those who do not see, who don't know or want to believe that he has come to cross the lines into feeding and bringing life to all people. The Judeans here who are against him just are not able to wrap their heads around this idea that someone they know his mom and his dad and his community and where he comes from, he seems like an ordinary carpenter guy, has come in person to be in this world and to offer life beyond one set of people, beyond one set of rules, one set of beliefs, one set of cultural norms. Now, maybe they too were blinded or disillusioned or confused by all that they saw in their world and by the numbers that they faced. And perhaps that is why Jesus keeps on repeating it and keeps on saying that God's abundance is for all and that all means all. And the ones who are struck by poverty and the ones whose plates are full, the ones who've grown up in faith and the ones who have never heard a word of grace, the ones who hope for more to come and the ones who cannot see past the next hour. And it is God who keeps coming and repeating and showing up, bringing us together to see this as well. These stories from ELCA World Hunger are kind of like the pretzels that I talked about with the kids, because they are a part of building those connections. When we connect to God, when we gather and worship, when we pray, when we have time in conversation, we are more able to have a full openness to engage and to see and to know the world around us and to look for God's work among it and where we are called among it. These stories are a way that we build connections. They help us build connections with people we may never actually meet, but that we serve together as a church. They build connections for what happens when the money goes from our individual bank account to a congregation, to the national church, and then to people like Conchen and her community. These stories also are for us not only gathered as an ELCA congregation, but in our community, that we are connected to something bigger, to know that we are together in a mission that connects us to our faith and our spirituality and the reason that we are gathered and sent as the light of Christ. Kanchen's story and the story of this ministry in India is striking to me because it goes beyond what we might typically think as actual bread for life. So yes, this woman and her sons were cared for with bread. They were cared for with nutrition and with medication. And she was cared for beyond that too, with education and time and resources, not just to be fed once, but to be fed in a way that she can return that feeding to others in her community. And she was also fed by the connections of this communal type of living and understanding of what the bread of life is and how it expands into our call as followers of Jesus and how we interact in our faith with all the numbers of this world. See, Jesus' promise of bread of life is about the abundance of God and the promise of God to take action, to be the one that draws us close to her. It is not up to us to entice God to show up. It's not up to us to convince God to be in the world. The Holy Spirit is moving in the words of Scripture, moving in the stories that we hear, moving in your particular daily life to help us see that as we come together in the name of this triune God, the one who creates and loves the whole world with abundance, the one who comes as Emmanuel to be with us, the one who continues to live and breathe as the Spirit today, we come together in a communal way around the bread of life for the sake of the world. Think about the communal aspect of bread in your own life for a moment. What are some of your favorite memories with loved ones? What are the times that you gather, and what do you gather around? Oftentimes the answer is some kind of food, right? It's a connector. It's something that we have in common as a need. I was talking with a member this week and asked if she liked seafood, and she said, yes, when I see food, I like to eat it. Food is for a celebration and for joy and for life. Food is also that which can be brought in comfort and support of someone in need, in a health crisis or in grief or just in need of being surrounded by a community. Around a table is where we check in as a family or with friends and neighbors. It's where we meet strangers and they turn into something more, to deeper relationships. It's why we have donuts and coffee and receptions. It's why we create community lunches and picnics and potlucks and pizza parties. It's why we're called around a table, this table, every week together as a community to hear the words of life again and again, because they bear repeating, this bread is my body, this cup, my blood. This promise of grace and love and forgiveness and mercy is for each and every one. And at this table, it connects us to God in a tangible and in a spiritual way and connects us to one another. It's from this place at the table of gathering that we are formed as community and sent out to live and be that promise, that bread for someone else. This is the bread of life, this promise of God, a love of God that will feed and nourish us beyond our own selves and into the world. This promise that we carry of the bread of life in us, and we are so loved that we can connect it to others and invite them around this bread of life with us. Amen. May it continue to be so.